Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Everyday Health Hacker. I'm Mike Herzing, along with this young lady right here, Dr. Lisa Leal.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I am awesome.
Good. I like hearing
that. Not as awesome
that.
As you, though.
Oh, you're funny. Ha, ha, ha.
All right.
Let's talk about a few things today.
That's right. Dr. Leal is Chief Medical Officer right here at Meridian Health Institute in Sugar Land, Texas, where everybody wants to be. Our goal is to provide you with the information you need to make your health choices and the correct ones, because it's easy to make the wrong ones. Nowadays, as a matter of fact, we're talking about choices, and choices are about assisted living options.
Yes.
And we've got a lot of emails about that.
Got a lot of emails about when do you put your loved one in assisted living, or move them into your home, or move them closer, or what is a personal care home? So that's what we're going to talk about today.
There's a lot of stuff. I mean,
yes.
There's a lot of different ways.
We had a lot of experience.
Stuff you were talking about earlier, I was like, wow. I mean, my mom and dad, I remember my dad coming to me one time, and this was like in around 2005, and said, you know, son, he was in his early 80s, and my mom was right behind him, and he goes, you know, I decided that, of course, he had a dog, mm-hmm. German Shepherd, kind of like Denali in a way, about that size. And he says, you know, we've looked around at different things, but they won't take big dogs. And I'm not giving up Thunder here. He's our baby. And, so we found a house that has a built-in mm-hmm. mother-in-law house, and it's mm-hmm. you walk out of one door and into the mm-hmm. house was designed that way. It was built this way mm-hmm. from ground up, and it had 1,100 square foot
two
bedroom,
big
and
yes.
it's all set up with all of the ADA bathrooms, uh-huh. and it was just a wonderful house. And,
yes.
and it was right about 2 miles from where we were, mm-hmm. so we bought it and. We lived in the big house, and he lived in the smaller house, and
yes.
it's just walk out of one to the other. We could help him, and it was great. And
yes.
we were there for a few years until he passed, and then about a year later, my mom passed, and I'm still there. But
mm-hmm.
it was really nice.
Awesome.
You could walk from
it's
one
nice
to the other.
It's nice to be able to have them really close, but sometimes there may be a parent that needs more help. And if the two of you have careers, you know, how do you have that person monitor to where they can have the help that they need all day? So, you know, or if there's memory care, sometimes there's dementia. What if that person is wandering? You know, those are
yeah.
safety issues, and we want to keep our family safe. And that's what I look at from assisted living. But there's also something that's called personal care homes. And we did a personal care home for our sister who passed away 9 years ago with cancer. And she had suffered a very long time with cancer and did very well for many, many years. God bless her. And we found a personal care home. And what that means is that there was 5 individuals that
mm-hmm.
were at this personal care home.
Wow.
It was at a home that had 6, you know, you could either share a room or you could have your own personal room. And you had staff, cooks, as well as your home health, your physical therapy, that would still come in and assist on those special needs if those were needed. But they had 24/7 care. So that was beautiful. And what was really nice is that they would help them with FaceTime and to be able to talk to us. And, you know, granted, they were only maybe 20 minutes away from us, so that wasn't really far. So that was really lovely that it was a home between us and our other sister, so that it was right there in the middle
wow.
to where we could get there very quickly. So personal care homes are really interesting because some of them are licensed and some of them are not. So in the state of Texas, and every state is a little bit different, in the state of Texas, if you are caring for an elder in your family,
okay.
you can actually invite 2 to 3 other individuals and care for them. And you be their primary caretaker and be able to take a rent or a sum of money in order to help with that care, which is providing them with transportation, helping them with their medications, and also having them and also helping with their foods on a daily basis as well.
Okay.
And that can be much more affordable for a lot of families than going to some of these assisted living, because some of the assisted living, I think the lowest I've ever seen in our area is over $5,000. And a lot of people have not planned for that. And their Social Security may not cover that. So it's really important to have that firm conversation. And most recently, we had a family that came in and said, you know, both my husband and I have, our careers are flourishing. Mom needs more care than we can handle at home now. What are your suggestions? And she had just gone into the hospital, and I said, when she gets out of the hospital, we're going to send her into a rehabilitation so that she can have more movement. She can
right.
transfer from the wheelchair, have more strength. And from there, we're going to move her into assisted living. So it was a nice gradual change for the family as well as that individual. And she really is blossoming because they do have activities every day. Mm-hmm. And that's really lovely. And, you know, as a physician, we're still able to be their physician as well. So that's nice. And just talk to your doctors because they're probably very aware of the personal care homes, the assisted living homes that really meet standards. Because there's a lot of them out there that I would not send anyone to. So you have to do your homework. Yeah. Don't just visit one. Go and visit a couple. Ask for referrals from your church, from friends, and other people that have been in your situation.
So these homes are like in a regular neighborhood?
In a regular neighborhood.
Oh, that's cool.
And they have, you know, they have been zoned and they have permission to run that business. And so it's very similar to like a group home where you have so many that may be adults or children that are there. But this is specifically for assisted living, and it's called a personal care home.
That's cool because, you know, they have these neighborhoods that are for over 55 and then have them for over 65.
Yes.
And that's so you don't have these young folks bothering you, this kind of stuff. And all right, I get that. But then you get the areas that where the people are much older.
Right.
And that's all right. And then you have somebody who'll come in and help because I know my wife's uncle's in an area that he just, it's not really set up that way, but it's just kind of ended up that way. And he has neighbors that help him out and things like that. And it's just everybody in this area in Florida, they're just older. Mm-hmm. And they all watch out for each other.
They watch out for each other.
But
it's community.
Not an actual setup like that. It just ended up that way. And that's cool. But there are areas that really are senior citizens areas, and they have, you know, where you can go and you have your own little apartment and you have a cafeteria. You can either eat lunch there or not.
Which is assisted living.
And this kind of stuff. And then they have ones where basically they come in and help you with your medicines and things like that. And that is so cool.
Yes.
But you're still on your own and you still... that's kind of... And then the next step is not near as fun.
One caveat that I want to... Because that next step that's not as fun is like memory care or skilled care living. And that's where, you know, they're pretty much bedridden or they're monitored because they're wandering or they may not know where they are because of the dementia or the Alzheimer's. And a lot of small assisted care living homes now have, and this usually has, they're probably smaller in the sense that there might be 60 or 80 occupants that are there. And they now have these lasers that when the person gets up in their room, this laser will let the front desk know that this person is up so when a person can immediately go and help them. So if they have to go to the bathroom at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning,
like a motion sensor,
you don't have to worry about them falling because they're going to have assistance as soon as their feet touch the ground. So that gives us a lot of security that they have that technology invading their privacy.
Sure, they have a little bit of delusions and things like that.
Yes, it can
reminds
happen.
Me of half of Congress,
correct.
You know.
Well, let's all pray for our administration.
Yes, we need a lot
bless
of work.
Their
hearts. Yeah, but I mean, seriously, these folks are just, I mean, they've given us our whole lives.
Right.
And I'm not talking Congress, I'm talking about regular people. But that they've given us our lives. I've watched my mom and dad, and you know, my dad struggled, but he didn't want, he said, you know, he goes, son, don't take away everything I have. I mean, let me do what I can.
And it's hard to sometimes take away their keys.
Oh, gosh.
I was very fortunate that the first time my mom got lost, she's like, here's my keys. I will not drive anymore.
Yeah.
And that was a very easy transition. But not everybody is so lucky. It may be 2 or 3 car accidents, and God forbid that they hurt themselves or they hurt somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, there's many times where you go to a restaurant and the front door has just been crashed into because a car went through because a person got confused. What is the brake? What is reverse? And what is throttle? So, you know, we have to be you have to have those difficult conversations. And I say that with any marriage, any family, by having the difficult conversation, you become a closer knit family because you know what the expectations are and you know that they know that it's coming from love. And we all know that those conversations can be very, very difficult. And so sometimes I send families for counseling so that they can set that up slowly and that everybody is comfortable. So, you know, ask your doctors about that. We're here to help with that transition because many of us do have elder parents, and there is a time and place where we're not able to care for them in our own homes that they need more. And so those are the options that are out there. And I'm very fond of the personal care homes because it's small, it's intimate, and it feels like your home.
Yeah, and they're just good folks.
Yes.
And that's the best part. I mean, unless, of course, you've got some serious medical issues, that is really cool.
And there is. And there's also another podcast that we did on hospice where three of us here at Meridian, you know, talked about those choices and what that meant and how that goes. So please look back at that one if you're in that situation. And really, it's really beautiful, and it's a wonderful moment to be able to share that and make the last days they're very, very comfortable and a blessing to the family as well.
Well, there you go. All right. That was, let's end on that note here. All right, folks, we're out of time. And Dr. Denali is going to
agree with us. That's right. The end of time.
All right, folks, if you have any topics you want to tackle, info@everydayhealthhackers is the email address. Gosh, you get me distracted. How about that? All right.
That's Denali. She distracts us.
Well, thank everybody for listening. Please subscribe if you can to the podcast. We really appreciate it. As always, we want to thank everybody listening. And please, everybody, subscribe, and hope you enjoyed it. And on behalf of everybody here at the Meridian Health Institute, thank you for listening. Yes. We appreciate you.
And we thank Denali for being that extra care, which she was telling us to open the door because somebody's coming.
Yeah, somebody's here.
So we appreciate that. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next week.
Have a great week.